Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Brittany. How may I assist you?
Hi, Brianne. My name is Debbie Appler, and I made a mistake today earlier today that I wrote down that I was going to my T-Mobile account, and what I did is that I actually ended up putting a watch. I went to read it back, you know, before I didn't do it right. but anyways, so this is what I received from that it says you're Swift Norris, right?
Well, ma'am, we are a third-party customer care center. We do service over 350 products. What I can definitely do is collect a couple of credentials from you so we can see if you have any attachment to any of our products.
Okay. The one that I just notes here. So the T-Mobile phone is for $59.79, and I didn't mean, that was my mistake. I did not mean to do that, the $59.79, or even do anything with T-Mobile. So that's why I wanted to see, because they already took the money out. They've already processed my money.
Okay, can I please have your zip code?
I'm sorry, what?
May I please have your zip code?
My zip code? Sure. Hold on. Let me quick get to my. Oh, hold on. I got to get up. My dog's sitting on my lap. Hold on. Okay, where's the rest of my information?
Yes, ma'am, may I have your zip code?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find my wallet.
Okay.
Okay, I can give you what this is, my credit card that I think it went through. But, so my zip code is, oops, oh, great, that's not going to work either.
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm sorry about this. I got to find something that's got my zip code on it, because okay, I'm going to get one of my bills. That'll tell me.
Damn, that's $2,000.
Pardon me?
I'm so sorry, ma'am. I was looking at something.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, my zip code is 13495.
Okay, ma'am, can you please verify your first and last name for me?
I'm sorry, verify what?
Your first and last name for me.
My name is Deborah. It's D-E-B-O-R-A-H. Last name, Appler. It's Apple, and put an R on the end.
Okay, ma'am, I thank you so much for verifying that information for me. Can you please verify your address for security purposes?
Sure. My address is Post Office Box 145, 53 Myers Ave, Yorkville, New York, 13495.
Okay, ma'am. I thank you so much for verifying that address. Okay, and you said that you didn't want these products?
No. What happened is I had two pieces of paper, and I read the wrong, the one for the
42?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the one you didn't want.
Yeah, that's the one I don't want.
Okay, if you give me just a moment,
I can void.
They've
already replaced it. Okay.
Yes, ma'am, if you give me just a moment, I can void out that transaction for you due to the fact that you had purchased it today, okay? And that refund should be on the account within 3 to 5 business days, and you should receive an email confirming these changes within 24 to 48 hours, okay? So just give me just a moment to get this notated into the account.
Okay.
I'm still here with you, ma'am. I'm just make sure I get this notated into the account, okay? Please hold the line.
Okay.
I'm still here with you, ma'am. I'm just making sure I get everything notated into the account for you. I'm so sorry for the whole time. Please bear with me.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, ma'am, I have successfully entered that information in for you. Once again, you will no longer receive that product, but you will, and you also will receive your refund for that product within 3 to 5 business days, okay? And you should receive an email confirming these changes within 24 to 48 hours. Is there anything else that I can assist you with today before I let you go?
No, I think you're taking care of it. I just want to repeat it to you so I know I said it right. So I should see something within 3 to 5 days. And that I'm not going to be that my money is going to be replaced.
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
Okay. Okay. And I'm sorry, can I have your name again, please?
My name is Brittany.
Brittany, okay.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
No, I loved it. When I saw the picture of the watch, I love it. But I just don't have I don't have, enough money right now because of Christmas. So
right, I definitely understand.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. Can I just have your first letter of your last name?
Yes, ma'am. Jackson.
Dixon. D-I-X.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate everything.
Okay. Thank you so much, ma'am, for calling customer support. And you have a great day.
And one more thing, the number I dialed, the 855 number, that's your company, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Brittany.
Thank you so much, and you have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.